You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
You know what it is, the Purple Project Podcast, back for another daily edition. Eddie Greeter III, once again here with you guys, bringing you to all the latest news that we can, at the best. Anyways, women's basketball now. I talked about days one yesterday. Today, it's about women's ball, and one of the brighter spots. Oh man, what am I doing? One of the brighter spots of the women's basketball season is the continued progression of Ioka Lee, the sophomore, ended her sophomore season pretty good statistics-wise, and she was named, and let's just run down my notes here real quick. So she just completed her sophomore season, like I just said. In her latest award, she was named the Women's Basketball Coaches Association All-America Honorable Mention Team. Lee is the first WBCA All-American in the Jeff Mitty area. So at least Jeff Mitty has that to lead on after the debacle against West Virginia in the conference tourney a month and a half ago there. That debacle where the K-State should have been in the semifinals and not being exited out of the second round. But still, though, Ioka Lee, this is all about her. Very impressive since she's came here to Manhattan from Byron, Minnesota. The Minnesota native continues to rack up the percentage points here. And her sophomore season included a just over 60% field goal percentage. That's her best so far, with a career best free throw percentage just over shy over 81%. And she led the Big 12 and ranks third in the nation this year in field goal percentage as well. Ioka is the only player in NCAA Division I with a field goal percentage of 60% or better and a free throw percentage of 80% or better. Damn, that's that is impressive right there by Ioka Lee. And you know, we talked about, you know, the pieces around her. I mean, they were inconsistent this year. I mean, they had their bright spots. Chrissy Carr, Cindy Goodson, Rachel Ranke. The list goes on and on with those girls. They need some, obviously, every night that we talked about Ioka Lee on the podcast this past year, it's been mainly about her. And then Chrissy Carr, and you have games where Rachel Ranke or Cindy Goodson or even all three of them have good games. But yeah, it's critical next year. And with the core, they got most of the players coming back next season for Jeff Mitty. Jeff Mitty is obviously going to be back next year. But dang. With the talent, this team was supposed to pick, and I know Wildcat fans are going to hear us saying that. We've said it all spring long on our Triple P podcast that this team was supposed to finish top half of the league. They did not do that. Very disappointing. It did the way that they did, and they struggled, obviously, with the whole pandemic situation, but still, though. You still had veteran players on the team, unlike the Bent's basketball team that had basically a lot of freshmen and sophomores. You had veteran players when it comes to women's game as well. And, you mean, Jeff Mitty's squad, they didn't get it done, but Ioka Lee was a consistent night in, night out, consistent player. You know you can depend on almost a double-double every time she takes the floor as well. And then also, you know, there's also, I wrote down here, Chrissy Carr as well. And she was on the honorable mention list as well. She was also honorable mention as well. Chrissy Carr, I just talked about. And then the preseason honorable mention selection, Rachel Ranke as well. And then you add in these other signees for the women's team for next year. Carr and Ranke is supposed to be back. Briley Glenn, Jalen Glenn. Oh, the Glenn sisters. Huh, how about that? And Serena Sundell. They're already on next season's roster. Already signed already earlier this year. So all this veteran and good talent on this women's team. There's really no excuse why I mean, they should have been an NCAA tournament, and it was not to be this year. And hopefully, maybe they can get this thing turned around next year with the leadership behind Aoka Lee getting it done on and off the basketball court. Eddie Greer, once again, this has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.